Welcome back. 537, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Monday afternoon. I'm joined now by Robert Knight, senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union and a Washington Times columnist. He's got a piece today in the Times called Liberals' War on Boy Scouts, Chick-fil-A, Good Works by Traditional Marriage Backers Don't Soften the Left's Hatred. And he joins me now. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm just experiencing all the love that's coming from the left right now.
Yeah, I bet you are. You know, you brought back a memory in your column. I had no idea. It's been 12 years since you got under Bryant Gumbel's skin so badly that he actually cussed you out walking away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was on the early show on CBS, and it was in June 2000, and it was the day after the Supreme Court announced its verdict upholding the scouts' right to determine their own moral standards for scouts and leaders. And I got to arguing with him, and he was increasingly impatient with me on the program, and finally he said, okay, and then they cut away, and they went to Al Roker, I think, the weather guy.
Yeah.
But then the camera swung back unexpectedly on Bryant Gumbel, and he looked at, he was saying to somebody, what a effing idiot.
Yeah.
And it was caught right on camera. You couldn't mistake it. And mm-hmm. Somehow that got through. And
Of course, he denied it, though, didn't he?
CBS denied it because I was working for Family Research Council at the time, and they sent a letter to CBS demanding an apology. And CBS sent a letter back saying, well, we don't really know what he said. There's no way of determining it. I think this is the network of 60 Minutes. You know, you think they can investigate what Bryant Gumbel said. Like, ask the guy, you know, what, did you say that? And years later, he finally, very self-satisfaction, admitted he'd done it.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't take back the sentiment at all.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, right, because I was actually backing the scouts' policy why they have it, not going around the edges and saying, well, they have a right to free association, kind of like the Nazis marching in Skokie, Illinois, you know, they have the constitutional right. I said, no, they have very good reason not to have homosexual men take boys camping in the woods, okay?
Yeah.
This is common sense, and I was defending them morally and practically, and he just didn't like it at all.
Yeah. All right, so recently when the Scouts issued a report saying that it was not a good idea to put males who sexually desire males into the Boy Scouts as role models or members, the libs went crazy, right?
Oh, they did. And CNN led the charge this time.
Yeah.
They had all these people condemning the Scouts, and they had gay Scouts on. And I was looking at the Media Research Center site because they keep track of the networks and do it better than anybody. And they have clips from CNN from the show Starting Point,
mm-hmm.
and they had Zach Walls. Now, he's gotten around all over the media because he's a young former Boy Scout who's been pushing this and saying his he was raised by lesbians and he's fine, and therefore everybody has to, you know, accept this. So he's their darling boy. And I made the point that Margaret Hoover, who was on the panel, was saying, you're a wonderful spokesman for the effort for equality. And I said, well, that's what passes for a conservative on CNN.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhetoric like that.
Yeah.
They'll accept you as long as you're, you know, you give in on that issue and others.
Yeah. You know, it just occurred to me, I could never appear on those shows because I'd be so, I'd be so blunt. They'd have, you think Bryant Gumbel was hard on you. I can't imagine how they would be with me.
I think he'd probably get up and throw a chair at you.
Oh, really? Man. You know, was anyone from the Boy Scouts invited?
On this, no,
yeah.
Not on this panel and not in another show.
Yeah,
they're just trashed all over the media. And,
yeah.
And it's because they're standing firm.
Yeah.
And of course they have to, Andy. As a father, I couldn't imagine sending my young boy off if I knew that they'd open the floodgates for people with those tendencies, to be around young boys. I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah. I look at Penn State.
And you know the Catholic priest scandal.
Yeah.
That wasn't a pedophile scandal. That's a homosexual scandal because it's boys. It's older boys and young teens. It was homosexual priests, and the media tried to say, well, it's about pedophilia, which has no bearing on whether it's homosexual or not. And I'm thinking, well, in this case, it really was.
Yeah.
It was these priests who went after the boys, and You know, the church is cleaning up its act, thank God. I mean, they're getting these guys out, and they're cleaning up the seminaries, and that's all good news. But the media, another thing they do, Andy, if you notice when you see these kinds of stories, they'll use a generic child abuse or child molestation in a story. They did that with the Jerry Sandusky case at Penn State. And it's only later in the piece you find out, oh, it's boys. He was after boys. Because they don't want to cast it in that light. Maybe it's not a good idea to have homosexual men around young boys.
I want to take it to another topic that we spoke of last week, and that, of course, was the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. By the way, another great display of intolerance by the left, and in particular the gay community. But it appeared the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day was a monumental success.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge on that day. It was Wednesday, August 1st. And they won't give sales figures. I saw one estimate that they had 10 times the business that they normally do on a Wednesday in August. Other people said, no, it's far higher than that. The places were packed from breakfast right on through dinner and beyond. I went to one in Loudoun County, and it was 8:15, and the line was around the block as far as cars. And inside, you had to go to the front of the restaurant to get into the line that went all the way to the back of the restaurant and then back and looped around.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just an outpouring. And if you go to a Chick-fil-A today, you'll see they're still doing very well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of residue where people say, gee, I like this, and I like to keep supporting them.
Yeah.
So I think it's really backfired on the activists who went after them.
Yeah, they said that kiss-in wasn't a whole lot on Friday, the retaliatory measure. But, you know, it was a good case last week, I think, of America stepping up. You know, right-thinking America stepping up and fighting back. And I think you bring up an interesting point in that maybe it's time for, you know, us to do the same thing when it comes to, you know, stepping up in support of the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I think so. The Scouts have done so much good over the years. There have been, let's see, how many Boy Scouts have there been? Something like 115 million boys have passed through the Scouts. And
yeah.
I went through Scouts myself. I learned all sorts of valuable lessons. And I will tell you that we had one kid in our troop up in Maine who started taking a liking to other boys, and it caused all sorts of disruptions. I felt sorry for the kid, but nobody wanted to tent with him for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And they finally had to talk to his parents and say, look, he can't be here because he's disrupting the whole troop. And so the activists want that to happen to every troop. And they can't do that if they're still going to be the Boy Scouts. But the Eagle Scouts give back in service projects. They build park benches. They clean up parks. They build bridges. They do all sorts of things all over the country. And a lot of times they're not appreciated. They just figure, we take for granted these good organizations like the Scouts and figure they'll always be there. But they could use support in a cultural climate where they're being told that their most deeply held values are a form of bigotry and hatred now.
Yeah.
So I hope more people rise to their defense, especially people in corporations.
Yeah.
They're being pressured to drop sponsorship of the Scouts, and I hope they resist that.
That's a shame. All right. As always, great story, folks. If you haven't checked it out yet, look at Robert Knight's column in today's Washington Times, Liberals' War on Boy Scouts and Chick-fil-A. Check that out. Bob, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again next week. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Andy, for having me on.
Yep. See ya. That is Robert Knight. It is 5:47, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.